Welcome to episode 89 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. How to Make a Mind, Part 4. In How to Make a Mind, Part 1 through 3, we talked about things that I'm certain will work. I'm certain because they did work. Part 1 was take our universe and give it between 13 and 14 billion years. Part 2, take our planet and give it about 4.54 billion years. Part 3 was take life and give it anywhere between 3 and 4 billion years. Over the last few episodes, we've been talking about the ins and outs of evolution. We know that evolution can produce minds because we are here and we have minds. Suppose, instead of taking hundreds of millions or billions of years, we simulate the processes we know can create minds. Perhaps, if we can find the right parts of that process, we can make it happen in considerably less time. Evolution is actually a fairly simple process. You have a population with a certain amount of variety. Over time, some of them will have more success breeding than others. Those who can continue will, passing on the traits that gave them their success. This process requires things that can make copies of themselves, but not perfect copies. It's actually important that the copies are somewhat sloppy, so that there are changes over time. Experiments, if you will. We did not get through the entire story of the evolution of our species. We got as far as the Precambrian period, which is about 550 million years ago. Just the very beginning of vertebrates, creatures that have backbones. The jawless fish. We may circle back and cover more of the story in future episodes, but for now, I'm going to send you to a link which I have on the show page. You can find that by going to thelabwithbrad.com. It's a documentary about the evolution of our species. It's fairly old, and some of the information seems to be a bit out of date. In particular, the earliest primates showed up in the late Cretaceous period. In the documentary I have a link to, they seem to suggest that primates showed up a little later than that. The late Cretaceous period was the tail end of the dinosaurs' reign. Our earliest ancestors shared the planet with Tyrannosaurus rex and other dinosaurs, at least briefly. It also means that our earliest ancestors survived the event that wiped out the dinosaurs. Hooray for our side. I also have a link to the Hitchhiker's Guide to Evolutionary Computation. This is one of the earliest references I ever ran across on the subject of simulating evolution in order to solve problems. I was actually somewhat surprised to see it still there, but according to the notes, it's been updated in 2014, so it shouldn't be too terribly out of date. As I've been digging into this topic, I've also been running across and being hugely distracted by various bits and pieces of computer science. So I started a blog series about computers and how they work. I'm hoping to go all the way from simple bit manipulation to a machine that can solve problems or run software of arbitrary complexity. I have no idea how often I will be able to post, how long it will take, or even if I'll manage to complete this particular project, but I have a link to the first post on how computers compute on the show page. This section is somewhat more speculative than parts 1 through 3. Nobody knows for certain if these approaches really will produce something that you could call a mind. It has been fairly successful at solving various problems, including problems that are rather difficult for human engineers and scientists to solve. But It took evolution, millions or billions of years, to produce minds like our own. We've only been at it since the 1960s. And next time, we'll talk about how we got started. I'll see you then.